Pitri Devarshi Martyanam Bhutanam Atmanashchah Kshamyam Vadanti Sharanam Bhavesmin Yad Grihashramaha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The woman continued, according to authorities, the householder life is pleasing not only to oneself, but to all the forefathers, demigods, great sages, saintly persons, and everyone else. A householder life is thus beneficial. Purport. According to the Vedic system, when one is born in this material world, he has many obligations. He has obligations to the demigods of the sun and moon, King Indra, Varuna, etc., because they are supplying the necessities of life. We receive heat, light, water, and all other natural amenities through the mercy of the demigods. We are also indebted to our forefathers who have given us these bodies, paternal property, intelligence, society, friendship, and love. Similarly, we are indebted to the general public for politics and sociology, and we are also indebted to lower animals such as horses, cows, asses, dogs, and cats. In this way, as soon as one is born in this material world as a human being, he has so many obligations and is bound to repay all these obligations. If he does not repay them, he is further entangled in the process of birth and death. The Grihamedhi, however, who is overly addicted to material things, does not know that if he simply takes shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, he is immediately freed from all obligations to others. Unfortunately, a Grihamedhi does not have any interest in Krishna consciousness. Prahlad Maharaj says, Matirna Krishna Paratasvatova Mitobi Patnita Grihavratanam. A Grihavrata is the same as a Grihamedhi. One who takes sex life to be supreme finds action in Krishna consciousness confusing, either due to his own personal consideration or due to his having such taken instructions from others or conferring with them. He becomes addicted to sexual indulgence and cannot act in Krishna consciousness. Omagyana timarandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshurum militam yena tasmai shri garve namaha shri chitanya manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati sva padantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta pada kamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana ragunatam vitam stam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padam sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagarpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavan Ishvari Vrisabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavimyo Namo Namaha. So today is the last day of the year, and the topic on the last day of the year is obligations, especially for the Grihasthas. The Grihastha ashram is the cornerstone of society. They're also providing for all the other ashrams, and that is the dharma, the duty, the occupation for the grihasthas, to provide all the necessities. And so everyone in this material world, either he be a grihastha or anyone else, has obligations, as explained in the purport here, and it would be impossible to meet all these obligations, to fulfill them all to everyone, the debts, to pay back debts to everyone. It is very natural when someone does something good that to us, that we say, like, I owe you one. Yeah, we want to do something back. Like with our parents, they take care of us from childhood, and they are very devoted, and they give blood, sweat, and tears for us. So when they become older, naturally we feel, I have to do something back for them, take care of them. It's only natural. So, but if we want to, all these demigods that provide for us whatever we need in this material world, light, heat, and rain, like that, and so many other things. But how can we pay back 33 million demigods? It's quite complicated, isn't it? 33 million. And there are so many forefathers. Because of them, whatever is there in society is available to us. And so that is very difficult to satisfy everyone, to repay everyone. That will be very, very difficult. So we have to make that a little bit more simple, to simplify that. And we cannot have pictures of 33 million demigods in our room and worship them all. It's a little impractical. Usually people, they don't know. Like Srila Prabhupada says, the Griyamedi, people in ignorance, who only think about sense gratification, they don't realize that actually the only obligation we have is to serve Mukunda. Mukunda means he who gives liberation. So liberation from what? From entanglement in this material world. So therefore we have to understand that this material world is very entangling. In the Bhagavad Gita, this material world is compared to the banyan tree. And you get really confused when you see a banyan tree. What is what? Where are the branches? Where are the roots? It's a very large tree. But also it is very simply explained that Krishna is the root of the tree of material existence. So the advice is that we have to simply water the root. That makes things very easy and simple. Water the root. And so the first and actually only obligation anyone has is towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to please him, to serve him. Because we are, as Lord Chaitanya says, we are Jivera Swarupoi Krishnara Nityadas. We are eternal servants of the Lord. And actually, he is the one who creates all the demigods. He also sanctions all the demigods. He empowers all the demigods. Everything comes from him. There is the Ishavasya principle that is given in the first sloka of the Ishupanishad. So in the Rig Veda, there is 108 Upanishads, and Srila Prabhupada picked out the best of all the Upanishads, the Sri Ishupanishad. So Isha means actually the supreme proprietor, the supreme controller, the Lord. The greatest of all, Krishna. So he creates everything. Everything is simultaneously one and different from him. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate iti madhva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. I am the source of all the spiritual and all the material worlds. Everything emanates from me. Everything. And the wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. So Krishna says also that bhumir apo nalo vayu kam mano buddhir eva cha ahankara iti yame bina prakriti ashtada. These eight material energies, earth, water, fire, air, ether, and even the subtle energies, mind, intelligence, false ego, they are my separated inferior energies, material energies. So whatever we have is coming from Krishna. All the materials that we need to build our houses, to build our cities, to manufacture our cars and airplanes, all that matter is Krishna energy. So therefore we are obliged to Krishna. All the foodstuffs that we need, the air that we breathe, the sunlight that we need, that all comes from Krishna. All the demigods are simply servants of Krishna, and we have to please him. But how do we please Krishna? How can we serve him? How can we satisfy him? We can do that. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, also by Krishna. Tadviri pranipatina pariprasnena sevaya. We have to approach a bona fide spiritual master, who is the transparent vayamirya of Krishna and who is a pure devotee of Krishna. He knows Krishna and he knows how to please Krishna. He knows him very intimately. He is a very confidential servant of the Lord. And so therefore To water that root, Krishna means when we do that, when we please Krishna, then everyone else is pleased. So there is one verse in the Gita where it is explained: Yagyartat karmanunya traluku yam karma bandana tat artam karma kontiya mukta sangas samacharam. That work as a sacrifice to Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work binds us to the material world. When whatever activities we will perform, there is always some karmic implication. We will become entangled. But if that work is done as a sacrifice for Vishnu or Krishna, then we become liberated. Then we become disentangled. So, and that we have to learn under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. And so Srila Prabhupada, he gave us, this is relevant to us here, that he gave us everything that will help us to fulfill the obligations toward all the demigods, the forefathers, the government, our parents, whoever, even the animals, nature. That is just by performing this process of sadhana bhakti and gradually go to higher stages of devotional service. When Krishna is pleased by all this, then everyone else, because everything is part of Krishna, is pleased. It is like you could say the center of entire existence, the heart of entire existence. If that is pleased, if Krishna is pleased, then we are in complete harmony with entire existence. There's no more disharmony. We will be completely harmonious. It's like holistic, this concept of holistic healing, you know. The cause of all suffering is to forget Krishna. And Krishna is very kind. He provides to us everything in this material world that we need to be materially happy. But also he provides all the spiritual knowledge, the processes that can help us to become free again from this material world and go back to the spiritual world. So Srila Prabhupada gives this. He says, 16 rounds a day keeps Maya away. Minimum 16 rounds. That is what we have to do. And then our obligations to everyone else are fulfilled. And when we follow the four principles, we become civilized. And we will be able to come to the mode of goodness and then go beyond the modes of nature and Sudha Sattva. And if we study all of Srila Prabhupada's books, then we can remain in practicing Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said sometime, if you don't study all his books very nicely, if you don't read all my books, you will go away. So that is one wonderful thing. These books are Krishna himself. We associate with Krishna himself. And Krishna is enlightening us and make us realize that we are more effulgent than 10,000 suns. When we're in the material world, then we become very, very extinguished. And we lose our effulgence. We become dark, very dark. And but we become very effulgent again if we are studying all these books and we follow the temple programs. These temple programs are very purifying. And then we have no more obligations. Yes, there is one more obligation, the obligation to the spiritual master. He came to us and gave us the process for how to become free from this material world. And he promised us, if you follow my instructions, then I will take you back to the spiritual world. There's no doubt, even in this one lifetime. And you know, so we have an obligation to follow his instructions very, very enthusiastically and sincerely. And there is another instruction given by our spiritual master, and also by the entire parampara, and also by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yare deki tore koho Krishna upadeja mara gaya guru hain taru e desh. That become just like a guru, preach to everyone about what Krishna is teaching to us in Bhagavad Gita, and what we learn about Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam. That we have to give to others. Why? Because we have been given this great treasure of Krishna consciousness, and we have to develop that higher taste. We have to feel very happy in Krishna consciousness. We are very blessed. We receive that mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Srila Prabhupada, all the previous acharyas. So now we are indebted. That is our real obligation, to also give it to others. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he calls this Sankirtan movement for spreading Krishna consciousness, he calls it para upakar. That is the real good work for everyone. Then we really serve everyone. In the first sloka of the Shikshastaka, he says, all glories to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan. It is the prime benediction for humanity at large. Oh, I forgot it almost. All glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together and thus extinguishes the blazing fire of material existence. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large, because it spreads the transcendental rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we're always anxious. So this is the prime benediction for humanity at large. So, and if we do that, if we become Sankirtan devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we have no more obligations to anyone. Then we become sadhus, actually, perfect gentlemen. That's what we will become. There is a very nice verse in the Bhagavatam, Titikshava Kurunika. What was the next line? It was Surida Sarvadehi Nam Ajata Satrava Shanta Sadhava Sadhu Bhushana. Titikshava means that a devotee is very tolerant. Karunika, he's very merciful. Surida, he is always very friendly. Sarvadehinam, to all living entities. And Ajata Shatrava, he's inimical to none. He has no enemies. Shanta is very peaceful, and Sadhava is abiding by the scriptures, and Sadhubhushana is adorned with sublime characteristics. So all our acharyas in our line, they are like that. Sadhu, sadhu means someone who cuts the knot of entanglement in material existence. If you do that, no more obligations to anyone. Then you did the greatest service to everyone. You paid back everything to everyone. And you're actually pleasing Krishna by cutting the knot of our own entanglement, becoming free, and cut the knot of others. And then that is called para upakar, the greatest welfare work for human society. Okay, that is the end of the class. Now, is there any comments or questions? It's not that we just go and sit in a corner and chant Hare Krishna and then we fulfill all obligations. That's not very practical, especially to us. Maybe for a Mahabhagavat, he can do that. Babaji, he can go and sit there. He's very advanced. But still, we have to be very practical. And it's not that simple. We also have many obligations. We have to take care of our parents. A Grihastha has to take care of his children. We have to pay tax to the government. There are some things still going on, you know. There's dharma like that. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath. But of course, a devotee sees everything in relation to Krishna. When he feels obligation towards his parents, he serves them very nicely in a practical way. And at the same time, he tries, if they're non-devotees, he can give them Krishna consciousness. And if they are devotees, then it's just natural to please them. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. So this year... okay, there. For the last part I didn't
hear. For example, they were garbis, right? Rajana, and they wouldn't, the Vaishnavas wouldn't say that that's ashram. But this is like that we will attain spiritual advance. I mean, we will attain advance in our life. It's not spiritual advance.
Yeah, ashram means a place where you cultivate spiritual knowledge. It's for spiritual advancement. Yeah, so that is not real. Okay, that's it. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.